You are listening to the Courtship Code podcast, where we use a combination of psychology, spirituality, and matchmaking industry techniques to help you to level up your love life. And I'm your host, relationship coach and author, Zara J. Don't forget to join us in our women's only Facebook group, Captivating Courtship Code, where you're able to continue the discussion, post questions for peer support, and also get free content and resources. Don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast platform. And thanks for listening. Hey, I am interrupting this episode to remind you that we are in a captivating month, which means that you get access to our extended 12-month payment plan during this enrollment period. We have opened up limited spots to let new women into the Captivating Courtship Code coaching program for 2022. Now, before doors close on 12/23, you want to make sure that you get your application in. Yes, your application, because we want to make sure that this is the right program for you. So you can go to captivatingcourtship.com/apply and complete the application, book your call, take the red flag assessment. Now on this call, we're going to get crystal clear on where you currently are in your love life, where you want to be in the next 12 months, and what's holding you back. And if you feel like a good fit for the program, then we will invite you to join all the other smart, ambitious women who are also working on themselves and using a match game plan to heal, attract, and commit to compatible men for commitment. And for you, that might be marriage. So make sure that you go to captivatingcourtship.com/coaching and come join a Captivating Courtship Code coaching program before doors close on 12/23. Welcome to today's episode of the Courtship Code podcast. And today we're talking about why having a proven blueprint is better than feeling clueless about courtship. So thank you so much for joining me for today's episode. And for those of you who are first-time listeners and new to the podcast, my name is Zara. I'm a relationship coach and experienced certified matchmaker. And my proven 6-step blueprint helps smart, ambitious women use a custom match game plan to heal relationship anxiety and patterns, attract and commit to compatible men for marriage. And as I said, today we're talking about why having a proven blueprint is better than feeling clueless about courtship. So let's go ahead and dive into it and talk, okay? As you know, we are in an enrollment period, and this is the time for you to join a Captivating Courtship Code coaching program. And this is exactly what you need to be a part of. You need to get a proven blueprint so you have the best practices to set you up for success faster when it comes to your love life. Because so far, I can guarantee you've been trying to do this love thing for quite some time, and you've probably experienced a lot of almost, kind of, sort of relationships that just haven't been fulfilling as you may have hoped, right? And when you've been in this loop of hot, cold relationships, non-committed connections, or spending more time thinking about the type of relationship you want than actually having the type of relationship you want, then the fear of wasting all your primary love years feeling clueless and repeating the same experiences can really make you just want to completely give up on love, or it'll make you start to really question your vision of love and marriage that you've always had for yourself, or even it makes you start questioning yourself and your worthiness or what you're deserving of or what you're available for. So if you can relate to that, I want you to stop worrying. Don't worry, I completely understand. And it's almost natural for you to feel that way and to have those type of challenges, because right now you're probably experiencing everyone around you is telling you to just be patient or to just let love come naturally. Don't worry about it. You have more time, and if it's meant to be, it will be. And I mean, that's partly true, right? There is some truth to that. There are some more natural ways to attract the type of relationship that you want. And learning to trust the process is a very, very important natural part of your journey to love. All of that is true. It's very true. Yet, I want you to also ask yourself, how many times in your life have you wanted something major to happen and you simply just wandered aimlessly and allowed yourself to be clueless about how to make it happen? Or you allow patience and the belief that it'll just come naturally to get the outcome that you actually wanted, and you succeeded in making it happen. Ask yourself that. And I'm talking about real goals. I'm not talking about, oh, you wandering down the street and just finding some money on the ground, right? I'm talking about something that actually mattered to your dream life, to your quality of life, to the vision that you have for yourself, to something that was very important to you. How often did you just allow yourself to just wander aimlessly to make that happen? Or you just sat back and believed that it'll come naturally and you got the outcome that you actually wanted? I can bet you that wasn't how things actually occurred. I can bet that when you decided to get your degree or to purchase a home, that there was a blueprint that you followed, or the best practices to get you there and to make it happen. I can bet that when you decided, or if you are in a process of deciding, because we're going into the new year, right, of hitting a weight goal or a body goal, that you didn't decide to just let it come naturally. You followed a blueprint. Maybe you got clear on what your macros need to be, or how often you need to work out, or what exercises are going to be best to get the type of body composition that you desire, what type of foods you need to eat, right? You follow some type of proven process to get a result, because letting things come naturally is probably what helped you to put on the pounds in the first place, right? It's what led to the weight gain. Hello, COVID, right? That's typically what happens. So it's the same thing with courtship and dating. Yes, there are natural ways to attract the best partner, and there are also proven best practices to help you have the best natural outcome available. And this is something that's really mind-blowing to me, because there's so much data out there on relationships and dating and marriage and love. And for some reason, this is like one of the very few areas of life that we believe we can completely ignore data, that we believe we can completely ignore psychology, that we believe we don't have to follow a process, and that we can just take a very overly romanticized, haphazard way of going about it, but expect the best outcome possible. It's really amazing how we think of it like that. But I want you to really dive into that thought, right? Really think about this. And when I look at this, and when I think about this, I want you to also consider, you know, some of our favorite, like, big time celebrities right now. And you can follow them on social media, like, use them to help you to expand your consciousness and to see what's available to you. But I want you to look at, like, Ciara, right? We love Ciara and Russell Wilson. We love Lori Harvey and Michael B. Jordan. We love Halle Berry and her new man, right? And when you look at these three very smart, ambitious, amazing, stunning women, right? They're all beautiful. And not that you have to be like a model in order to attract that relationship you want, but they are, you know, they're attractive women. They're smart women. They're ambitious women. They have businesses and careers, and they have all this goodness going for themselves. They're really like the total package. And I talk about that a lot with my clients as well, that, you know, the type of women I work with, like, I really look at them as the total package. Now, you may not currently see yourself as that, but I promise you, if you're listening to this podcast, because I know the type of women that listen to this podcast, you're the total package. You are brains and beauty. Even if you don't feel the most beautiful, I guarantee you, you're so much more beautiful than what you realize. Even if you haven't been pouring into that aspect of your life, I guarantee you that you are. I guarantee you that you're so much more valuable than you realize. I guarantee you that you're super accomplished and smart and intellectual and analytical and logical and all those amazing things, right? I guarantee you, because I know the women that listen to this podcast, and I know the types of women that I work with, right? But if you look at these examples, you look at Ciara, you look at Lori, you look at Halle, right? They all transformed their love lives by attracting compatible, commitment-ready men and clearly navigating the relationship process totally differently than what they did before and how they did in their past to attract their same repeat mistakes over and over again. And if you're like other smart, ambitious women, then I know that you make better decisions when you're clear, when you're confident, and when you feel secure, not when you're feeling clueless, not when you're just taking a haphazard approach to life, not when you're operating in a gray area, but when you feel clear, confident, and secure, that is when you make the best decisions. Because you don't want to overthink, you don't want to step into that overanalyzing, and that causes you a lot of anxiety, right? So you like to feel clear, confident, and secure. Allows you to make way better decisions. Now, I know that the idea of following a process or a blueprint or a code probably goes against the way that you've been doing things or what others have been telling you to do. But I have a question for you, and I want you to ask yourself this question. Is it more important to you to focus on a proven blueprint so you can attract different relationships instead of continuing to feel clueless and doing what you've been doing to attract the same relationships over and over? Let me ask you that question again. Is it more important to you to focus on a proven blueprint, a proven process, proven best practices, so you can attract different relationships? Or is it more important to you to continue to feel clueless and keep doing what you've been doing to attract the same relationships over and over? I know that if you're like other high achieving women, then you know that when you feel clear, secure, and confident, not only do you tap into an energy that draws men to you, that draws others to you, you tap into that captivating queen energy, you feel empowered, you feel confident, right? You feel sure of yourself. Just like when you walk into, you know, the workplace, or when you're about to do a presentation, or when you're about to achieve some type of goal, when you know what you're doing and you feel clear and confident, you're ready to nail it and you feel amazing, right? But not only when you tap into that energy do you draw men to you, and men are attracted to you, and you feel desirable and you feel good. Like when a man first is showing interest and you feel really confident in interest, you feel so radiant and desirable, right? And if you can maintain that level of clarity and feeling secure and confident, and you can maintain and keep that way through, you will tap into an amazing energy that's just going to be extremely captivating and magnetic, right? But here's the thing, when you tap into that energy, I know that you also add so much more value to your relationships, and not just your romantic relationships, but you are able to add more value to your friendships, to your family relationships, to your business relationships, in a way that those who interact with you have never felt before. You're just able to operate in a totally different vibration. And then men are attracted to you, men are drawn to you, and they tell you things like they've never connected with someone like you before. They've never had these types of conversations with a woman like you before. You know that when you're operating as your best and you're feeling empowered and you're feeling clear and confident, you can tap into that type of energy. And if you haven't felt that way yet, I want you to trust that just like when you're doing anything else in life, when you're clear and confident and you feel secure about it, that you can tap into that same type of energy in your love life as well. But if you stick with feeling clueless, okay, I want you to think about how it currently feels right now. And anytime you felt unprepared or unsure and you felt clueless and you felt anxious, right, then you're risking putting in a ton of time with the wrong men and just simply not attracting commitment. And in fact, the more that you feel clueless and you waste time, the more likely you are to feel even more clueless every single year. So next year you'll feel clueless, you'll get more patterns, you'll have more negative experiences, and you'll keep in that loop. And you don't want to stay in that loop. So what it all boils down to is you making a decision. Do you want to continue feeling clueless and put in a lot of time with little to no commitment from the men that you're meeting? Or do you want to break your patterns faster, attract better men, and increase your pool of men for commitment faster? faster and in less time. If you're ready for the latter, then this is the time to enroll and take advantage of our 12-month payment plan before it goes away. You go to CaptivatingCourtship.com/coaching and go ahead and enroll in the Captivating Courtship Code coaching program. You're going to complete the application, take the red flag assessment, and get on the call so we can get crystal clear on where you want your love life to be in the next 12 months, what's holding you back from making that happen, and where's your love life right now. And if you seem like a great fit for the program and you seem like a great fit to use this proven blueprint, then you're going to be invited to the Captivating Courtship Code coaching program so you can stop feeling clueless and you can set yourself up for not only to attract a better partner and increase your pool of options, but to do it with more confidence, to do it with more clarity, and to feel more secure in the process so that you can feel empowered and you can stop feeling clueless, okay? Doors to the program close 12/23. And I want you to make that decision, get off the fence, make that decision, and book your call before this option goes away. Talk to you soon. If you've enjoyed this episode, then make sure you share it with family, friends, or any of your peers who may benefit from listening to the Courtship Code podcast. I'll be back next week with more tips to help you level up your love life. Don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast platform. And until then, stay on code.